everything that rocks.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Well, good morning, 8:37. I'm Brock. He's Hunter.
Call me John Wick if you want.
He's still on that, huh?
Yeah, I'm one of those guys that, like, if you go watch a movie, like, I'm all in. Do I want to be like that character for like a week?
Yeah.
Till it fades away.
I mean, I guess I'm not far off from me. Every time I watch Jeremiah Johnson, I'm like, that's it. I'm growing my beard up. I'm going to live in the mountains. You know, yeah. I'm right there with you, buddy.
I think that's built into the male DNA.
Yeah.
Of some sort. You know, like, I used to do that a lot as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I want to be a Ninja Turtle until I found another movie that I loved, and I wanted to be the Tin Man for some reason.
Yep.
And then Batman came out. Definitely going to be Batman.
That's who I am now. That's my
that's my identity.
Latching on to is Batman.
Yeah, was a Tyrannosaurus Rex for a while.
That was a weird point in your life.
Now I want to be John Wick.
I mean, he is a badass. Don't get me wrong.
So the Oculus that you have,
yeah,
you know, the VR headset that you got,
yeah,
there's a game in there called Pistol Whip.
Oh yeah, and that was like one of the first.
Basically, John Wick. It's a game based around John Wick. Pretty much.
It's just so I haven't played my VR in forever, man. Like I was on it, and then I haven't gone back to it. I don't know. It's weird.
Hey, you know what? You put it on, it's gonna blow your effing mind, just like it did the first time.
I know it is. It's such
every time I do it, I'm like, this is craziness.
But isn't that go to show how spoiled we are in this day and age? Like, if you were to put a VR headset on someone 30 years ago. 20 years ago, they'd be like, what the hell is this?
Absolutely jaw-dropping, mind-blowing. You would be a witch because you would be burnt at the stake.
Yeah.
But and we now, are so numb to technology these days because it's just everything going on, your phone, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and we're just
it's
like,
just you're numb to it, man.
Yep. Yeah, this amazing piece of technology. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to play with it today. That's fine.
That's kind of a good way to, like, judge a person almost. Here, put this on. I'm going to have 5 minutes with it, come back, and then just see their reaction.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was a good time. It was fun. Really? That's it? That didn't just take you to another universe? Like.
Yeah.
It was all right.
That's where we're at in this world. It's so commonplace. It's just like, okay.
It sucks.
we're just numb to the world.
Because you know why that sucks? Because that feeling you had when you opened a Nintendo 64 or whatever it was back in the... Remember that feeling?
Yeah.
Just...
Oh, dude, I remember...
That's not going to happen anymore. That's not a thing anymore. Like nothing excites you anymore.
The first time playing, like, a second or third gen game and seeing the graphics compared to, like... And now you go back to, you're like, oh, this sucks. Like, if I go back and play an old, like, PlayStation 2 game, I'm like, I can't do this long. This
like,
is just...
what's it going to take to blow your mind anymore? What do I have to do? What do we have to invent for you to just be like, this is it. This is absolutely the bee's knees.
Almost, it'd probably have to be like a real life simulation where it's like it's.
Even so, I think people would be like, yeah, I don't know. I can kind of see some pixels over there.
There's a little lag in the gameplay. I don't know if it's quite. You kidding me? Maybe like seeing my dreams. Maybe like if they could do that. That might be pretty mind blowing.
They could invent wireless power. People would be like, "Oh yeah, that's kind of cool."
Still find a way.
You understand what that is? Yeah.
Just
get back on your TikTok. I don't know. It kind of bothers me sometimes.
I'm trying to think of something else that blew my mind as a kid that nowadays would just be like the lamest thing in the world.
I mean, it's just. I just miss that feeling, you know, like the first time of something.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't get talked about enough. Like, that's what happens. The older you get, the more you experience things, and the more numb you get to it.
Well, but you also have a lot less firsts, I guess. That's the big thing. That's always been kind of my why time goes by so fast, because you're experiencing less firsts.
Okay. An amazing invention.
Yep.
You know that feeling the first time you saw a boob? Like he had butterflies.
Yeah, I tell you what though, I still get that same thing every time I see a boob. Like even my
not
wife,
like the first time.
Nah, but
no, still stop it, stop it. Come on,
I
the
still
very
get pretty
first
excited.
Time you were. That's all you thought about for that entire week.
Are you talking about like just in like a magazine or like my first real life boob?
Whatever, first real whatever. Like if you could take here's a pill, You take this, it's going to take your experiences back to the first time you experienced
it. Experience everything, yeah.
You know?
And maybe that's in there. Maybe that'll be in the
like, in the for future. Instance, remember the very first time you cracked the microphone for the radio? You were probably very nervous.
Yeah.
You know, could you imagine that feeling again every time you crack the radio, you know?
That sounds...
Now look at you. You're so numb to it. You don't even care. You talk about...
Whatever.
Having sex with robots, for Christ's sakes. If you would have said that... You know.
See, now there's the first, all right? That's going to blow my mind, all right? Right there. I get to have sex with a robot for the first time.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's it going to take?
I don't know,
to
man.
Blow your mind?
It's a lot.
Did jumping out of an airplane, did that do it to you?
That was crazy. That was crazy. Yeah.
You know?
I don't know,
What's
man.
What's it going to take?
I don't know.
I don't know either. You know, it's like nowadays, you can almost YouTube your vacation before you do it.
Yep.
Oh, we're going to Paris. Oh, I've already seen everything.
Yeah, we already know.
They have like a virtual walkthrough of Paris.
Yep, and you can do it on VR too, where it feels like you're actually there.
You're actually there.
Yeah, I don't know,
Fly
man.
Fly around the city.
It's going to have to be pretty cool. Be pretty cool.
Yep.
Tell you what I don't want to experience the first time talking to you. I don't want to experience that again.
Why don't you shut down? You got to deal with it every day, buddy.
Yeah, now look at it. God, just so worn out. I'm done with this.
I enjoy just wearing you out, man. Just every single day. Beating you down.
Got to talk to Hunter again. Whoopee. Great. Not like seeing a boob. It's not at all like that.
Not at all.
Anyway. Well, the get
nipple
on
a
it.
Rib. That's hey, all you get from me, man.
Get on it, science. We're bored, okay? Gripes on Friday. Do something cool. Anyway, well, we're going to do something cool here. It is time for everyone's favorite bit, Stupid Quickies.
Yeah.
Well, let's kick it off with this. Hold on. I lost my spot.
Preview.
Did you
buy the actual song?
No, I'm not. You kidding me? This is duty free. All right, this is what you're getting. You think I'm gonna put the time and effort in to get the real one? Come on, get out of here.
Preview.
Anyway, here we go, folks. It's time for everyone's favorite bit, Stupid Quickies. Kicking off with this, Fox News says that an old trend of putting lip balm on your eyelids to get high is back again thanks to TikTok, but doctors are warning people not to do it because it can damage your eyes. God, just stop doing things you see on TikTok, please. Stop doing things you see on social media.
It's got to be just, this isn't real, right?
It's real.
Every day there's a new TikTok trend.
Yeah, and they're always dangerous. It's always some form of danger behind it. And people are like, yeah, let's do it. It sounds good.
I got a life hack for you. Go on TikTok. Don't do anything that you see on TikTok. Do the exact opposite, and I promise you,
you're going to
have a pretty good life.
Yeah.
You're going to have a solid life because you're not going to be doing any dummy things. Doing on TikTok.
I've never once on like social media watched someone do something, but like, I'm going to give that a shot. Let's give this a try. You know, it's always like, well, look at that idiot. Look at what that moron's doing.
I just don't believe it's real. I don't think it's real.
Unfortunately.
You can't meet people out there actually doing this stuff.
That's the unfortunate part is that it is.
Why don't have the app? Because I just don't want to see it. I don't believe it. There's no way.
You know what it is.
You're doing it for the camera, right?
This is what they did, Hunter. You know when you read a warning label and you're like, wow, that seems pretty ridiculous that they'd even have that. That's because at one point someone did that. And they had to adjust. But now TikTok has just taken those warning labels and they've made it mass appeal. That's what they've done. That's what they've
done.
Insane.
Yep. It's absolutely insane. You know what society is nowadays? It's a society full of people that are, hey, don't touch that stove. It's hot. And they just put their entire hand on it.
Oh.
You said, that's what society is now.
Like, are you
exact
sure?
The opposite of what you should be doing.
We're just a bunch of non-warning label heeding people. That's it. Doing it for the talk, man. Doing it for the talk.
Man.
What about this? A new poll has revealed that 48% of single people have received quote-unquote unsolicited nude photos from a date or a match on a dating app. That's a high number, man.
48%. Just willingly sending your... First off, hey, guys, It's not a good looking thing.
No.
All right?
No.
It really isn't for anybody. You, no, her, nobody.
Even if you
not
got
an attractive
the
thing.
Most, if you got the Brad Pitt of penises, okay?
It's still a weird looking thing that's got a. What? What is that floppy, pig looking thing? So just don't be so proud, all right?
I don't know when in society we just got so comfortable with I'm just going to send a picture to a stranger. I don't even like sending a picture of my penis to my wife most times. I'm like, I'm not impressing her with this. And now you're going to do it to a stranger? Good Lord.
I got a prime, fine example here for you folks. And I'm not going to say any names because I can't, But with the wife and a bunch of her friends, I'm the only guy. I'm the only guy there for some reason. The phone was passed down to me after probably six individuals saw this. Of a girl at the end, who was part of the group, was like, oh my God, you gotta look at this. Look how shiny it is. And finally, I'm like, oh no, wow, come on.
He goes, just pass around this penis photo?
He's just passing it. But there was a point in that night to where I'm like, I am never, ever going to. Because that's what happens, guys.
Yep.
You were laughed at. You were passed down the line. Bunch of people snickering.
Yep.
That's
and
your
I
cost.
Don't care if you glamour shot that thing. If you think you took the best photo.
Oh, you can
photo.
Filter it all day. You put bunny ears on it. You do anything you want with it. It's not. Still laughing at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's I fluff it up in person before I see my. Like, if I get out of the shower, I'm like, oh, let's give it a little pop here before I just walk around.
Still not glamorous.
No. No. Still just there. Still
you
just
should, you should put it like the background with one of those 80s headshots, with like the stars.
Yeah, like a glamour shot. That's what you got to do.
A glamour shot.
Yeah. Put a little rouge on the head.
Can you make your penis look a certain way? Can you make it look that way?
All right, let's tip down a little bit.
Presidential shot.
And tilt, just head just to the right. Just to the right. Perfect. Hold just that there. Awesome. Lastly, in Finland, a tradition of getting drunk at your home in your underwear is so commonplace that there's a word for it.
Getting drunk in your underwear at home?
They have a word for it. The rough translation of it is pants drunk. So people in Finland get drunk in their underwear at home so often that they made a word for it.
Really? You don't think I'm typically drunk in my underwear.
No. I end up there at the very end when I kick off my pants and throw off my shirt into a pile, and then I lay down on my bed because I'm drunk and I got the spins. But
I was drunk the other night and hung my clothes up. I felt very responsible.
The drunk hunter is like, ooh, sober hunter's going to really appreciate this.
I'm really proud of myself.
Good. You're welcome, future sober hunter, because drunk hunter's being responsible tonight.
You won't remember this, but
he's going to thank me for
it. Welcome.
You're welcome, sober hunter. Drunk hunter's being responsible.
Being responsible. A responsible boy.
That's right.
In your underwear, though. Do you walk around in your underwear all drunk?
No, I don't like it. I don't like it. I feel exposed.
I feel exposed and I'm cold. It's cold.
Yeah.
Gotta have a robe on or something.
Something, yeah. Yeah. What am I, from Finland? Some crazy guy in my underwear drunk? How dare you? I don't know. Anyway.
Is Finland cold?
Not all the time, but... But they're in their house. They're not walking around outside. It's in their home.
Yeah, still though.
Probably by a nice fireplace with a bearskin rug. That sounds nice, actually.
Do you run by the windows when you get out of the shower?
Of course.
Forgot to close the windows.
I want to end up on a list. Come on, now.
Can you end up on a list?
I can't. Maybe I don't know. You're in your house.
Doing
so maybe
that,
not.
You're in your own confines. Come on.
Yeah, I think maybe the other person who's peeping in on your naked home.
Exactly.
Yeah. They should be.
So what are you in here for? Well, I was trying to get to my bedroom from the shower, and some guy was
looking in my window.
Drapes open. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you're pressing up against the glass of your of your bay window, maybe then that might be a little different story. Yeah, but if you're just doing that weird little naked shuffle where you're cupping your genitals and you're trying to get from one room to the next,
tell you what, man, I've Barry Sanders my way to the bedroom a few times. It's dark out. Drapes are open.
And then, and you slip because your feet are kind of wet. Anyway. All right.
Then you got the wife. Nobody's looking.
Nobody's looking.
To see
that. Are you sure? I think a lot of people want to see this impressive. No. I showed everyone the picture. No one wants to see it anymore. All right. That's it.
They were all laughing.
They were all laughing at it. Damn it. All right, there you go. That is your stupid quickies.
I even shaved it to make it look.
It doesn't. You didn't do anything good. You gave it a weird bowl cut. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Frank Caliendo. We'll be back.